Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me right now is Mark Zell, American-Israeli lawyer. He is the chairman of Republicans Overseas in Israel and a vice president of Republicans Overseas. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you all in South Africa.
Thank you very much for your time. So let's just talk about the legal side of this. You know, it's very hard to kind of move through the noise. So let's go to the facts, because when you have the facts, use the facts. When you have the law, use the law. And when you don't have either, make a noise. So, or bang the table. So can we just talk about what the law is? I mean, what would need to happen? Because it's a region. Gaza is a region, or what is it? It doesn't have country status. So it's not like one country annexing or taking over another country. What would that look like?
Well, that's a good point, because the situation of... you know, the sovereignty, who has sovereignty in Gaza is a very complicated one. You know that in 1948, after the independence war, Gaza came under Egyptian administration for about 19 years until 1967. After the Six-Day War, it came under Israeli administration. And then in 2005, Israel unilaterally withdrew from the Gaza district. And then in 2007, the Palestinians living in Gaza elected the Hamas. But no one particular entity has any sovereignty, as we understand it, under international law in Gaza. There is a, at least until the October 7th atrocities, Hamas controlled or governed in Gaza, but shortly after that, those horrible events, the Israeli Defense Forces invaded Gaza and occupied virtually all of it. And the situation today is that the Gaza district is under Israeli military occupation in most of the area. So no one really owns Gaza at this point or has sovereignty over it. And the president's idea for asserting American control in Gaza in order to rebuild it is entirely appropriate, at least
under legal?
International law.
It would be legal.
Yeah, but not, again, it depends what we're talking about. He talked about owning Gaza. I don't think he actually meant that Gaza would become American territory permanently, but the idea would be that America would take the lead in controlling Gaza in order to help rebuild it. And that would be appropriate. I won't go into the technicalities of how control over Gaza would be transferred to the United States. There's ways for that to be done.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's something lay people need to understand. I was playing this game with myself yesterday morning when I saw that. And I thought, well, let me put myself in Trump's shoes. And why would I be concerned with the Middle East if my main objective and my main campaign promise, both first time and second time of election, is to make America great again? Right? And I started looking at, okay, so what would be in it for America to take over Gaza? Well, for one thing, America would have their own representation in the region. It wouldn't necessarily need Israel as an ally. And Israel costs the United States a lot of money, Mark. What's your thought on that?
Well, okay, look, I'm not sure I agree with the premise that Israel costs the United States a lot of money. That's a whole different discussion.
Yes.
Israel also provides the United States with a lot of value for which the United States at the present time doesn't pay anything. So let's put that discussion on the back burner. Israel at the moment is the military occupying force in Gaza. And so if the United States wanted to come in and provide a kind of an umbrella organization for the rebuilding of Gaza, I think it would require Israel's acquiescence in that, and I don't see that would be a problem so long as the Israel's national security concerns were protected. And I think I just, if, I don't know if you all heard Douglas Murray's direct discussion just about just 3 hours ago.
He's a brilliant, excellent
commentator. He fully endorsed the idea that that the Palestinians in Gaza need to be moved out through voluntary immigration or an incentivized immigration into Egypt and Jordan and other places, in order for the for Gaza to be rebuilt for their benefit and for the security of the region. It's a fantastic idea. Of course, it's a novel one. I give credit to President Trump for raising it for the first time as a serious prospect in the international discourse. But it's something. It's an idea whose time has come, and I think he has made it very clear that he is going to sponsor this idea. His spokesman at the White House yesterday indicated that this would not involve sending American troops to Gaza or for the American taxpayers to fund it. But it is providing a umbrella for international rehabilitation of Gaza and to finally solve the problem that Gaza has posed for the last 80 years, so or 70 some odd years. So that's a fantastic idea. It is doable. It is doable under the international law, and of course it would require cooperation. But Donald Trump is a very very persuasive negotiator, and I have full confidence that he'll be able to catalyze what's necessary to bring about this change in Gaza.
Yeah, I mean, it would be the ultimate Phoenix story, you know, where you have this magnificent city, this beautiful region that is actually rising from the ashes, because that's...
Well, let me tell you, look, I represented the United States government in Gaza during the 1990s, just after the Oslo agreements, and I've spent a lot of time there. I have to tell you that he's right, that possibilities for Gaza to become a Singapore or Riviera of the Middle East is not a pipe dream. It can really happen under proper leadership, and I think his leadership may be the key to making it a reality.
Well, he's the only one who's offered something different, and I think a lot of people feeling a lot of hope about it, but it remains to be seen. What does the Arab world say? And it's obviously a conversation we're going to keep having. Mark, that's where
Absolutely.
We have to leave it. We have to go to news headlines. But thank you once again just for offering the insight and for being available to us. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
It's great to be with you, and wishing everybody in South Africa Shabbat Shalom.
And to you too, Shabbat Shalom. That's Mark Zell. He's an American-Israeli lawyer. Hasn't he got a great voice, huh? He's the chairman of the Republicans Overseas in Israel and a vice president of Republicans Overseas.